Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right, so I've been thinking about something all morning, and it's going to sound a bit odd at first, but stay with me. Two completely different stories landed in my inbox today. One about hosting uptime, the other about AI agent memory, and they're connected by the same principle. You can't trust what you don't measure, and you can't control what you don't own. Let me start with the one that surprised me. 99.9% uptime. You've seen that number on every hosting page, right? Looks good. Feels solid. Almost always on. Except, it's not. 99.9% uptime means 8 hours and 45 minutes of downtime per year. That's your budget. That's how long you get to lose money, lose credibility, and lose sleep. Now think about what one extra 9 does. 99.99% uptime cuts that to 52 minutes a year. For an e-commerce site doing 100,000 a day, that's the difference between 36 grand in lost revenue and 3,600. The gap matters, but here's the bit that really got me. Most businesses don't actually measure their uptime, they trust their provider's number, but your hosting provider might hit 99.99% at the infrastructure level, while your app is limping along at 99.5% because of memory leaks, slow database queries, or third-party APIs failing. You don't know until you monitor from outside, not inside. The takeaway? Set up external uptime checks today, not after the first outage. Today, because the downtime you don't measure is the downtime that kills you. Worth thinking about for your own setup, right? Okay, so completely different corner of the tech world now, but the same principle applies. Agent harnesses. If you're building anything with AI right now, you're probably using one. They're the scaffolding that sits between the model and the real world, the thing that gives your AI memory, context, and the ability to actually do stuff. And here's what I keep coming back to. Whoever controls the agent's memory controls the entire experience. Think about an email assistant that's learned your tone, your preferences, your patterns over 6 months. It knows how you sign off. It knows which clients get the formal treatment and which ones get the friendly nudge. That assistant becomes worthless the moment you want to switch models. Because the memory lives in someone else's system, that stickiness is intentional. Model providers like Anthropic and OpenAI are increasingly moving memory behind closed APIs. It's the strategic play. Memory is harder to replicate than raw model quality. So if you control memory, you control lock-in. If you're using Claude-managed agents or similar closed systems, you don't own your memory. You're renting it. The article I read this morning put it perfectly. Your harness, your memory. If you're building something serious, you need an open harness. Something where the memory stays with you, not with the platform. Because when you want to switch models, and you will, that memory is what makes your agent sticky to your users. Lose it, and you're starting from scratch. The takeaway? If you're choosing an agent framework today, ask one question. Who owns the memory? If the answer isn't me, keep looking. Have a think about where that leaves the platforms with closed systems. They're betting you won't leave. Are they right? Right, let me lighten things up a bit. TechCrunch is heading to Tokyo next year for Soshi Tech 2026, and this isn't just another conference. They're bringing the startup battlefield with them. Four focus areas: AI, robotics, resilience, and entertainment. Live humanoid robot demos, autonomous driving sessions, industry conversations on how AI is reshaping music and anime production. What stood out to me is the entertainment angle. Japan's been at the forefront of AI-generated content for a while now, but the West is only just catching up to what that actually means for creative industries. If you're building anything in those spaces, AI tools for creators, robotics platforms, content generation, this is one to put in the calendar. Tokyo in 2026, worth keeping an eye on. Okay, so this next one's a bit heavier. Sam Altman published a response this week to two things. First, a physical attack on his home. Second, an in-depth New Yorker profile questioning his trustworthiness. The article called it incendiary. Altman's response was measured but firm, defending OpenAI's governance and transparency while acknowledging the ongoing debate. Here's the thing. And I say this carefully. When you're the face of the most high-profile AI company in the world, you're going to attract scrutiny. Some of it fair, some of it not. But the physical attack? That crosses a line. Full stop. The bigger question is about trust in AI governance. Who decides what gets built? Who decides what gets released? And how much transparency is enough? I don't have answers. I'm not sure anyone does yet. But the conversation is happening, and it's happening publicly, which feels important. The takeaway? AI governance isn't just a technical problem. It's a trust problem. And trust takes time. Right. So moving into quantum for a second, Tau Systems and Lawrence Berkeley Lab achieved something pretty wild this week. They ran a laser-driven free electron laser for more than 8 hours straight. Now, if you're not familiar with FELs, They're essentially ultra-bright light sources that can deliver UV and X-ray beams. Normally, you need a massive facility to run one. Think particle accelerator-sized. What Tau Systems did was use laser plasma acceleration instead. Smaller footprint, lower cost, and they achieved a thousandfold gain in brightness. 8 hours doesn't sound like much, but for a system like this, it's proof that stable, practical operation is possible. The implications: smaller labs, more accessible research, applications in medical imaging, material science, chip manufacturing. This is one of those quiet breakthroughs that doesn't make headlines but shifts what's possible. Worth watching. And finally, this one's for anyone running a home server or a small self-hosted setup. Someone built a power monitoring solution using a bash script that pings the router to detect outages. When it detects an outage, it triggers a graceful shutdown before the UPS battery dies. The whole thing exports metrics to Prometheus and Grafana for visibility. Simple, elegant, solves a real problem. If you've ever had a home server die because the UPS ran out of juice before the power came back on, you know exactly why this matters. The builder documented the whole thing as part of a home lab series. It's practical, it's specific, and it's the kind of thing you can set up this weekend. The takeaway? You don't need enterprise-grade infrastructure to run a solid home setup. You just need to think through the edge cases. Links in the show notes if you want to dig in. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Whether it's uptime, memory, or power monitoring, the principle is the same. You can't trust what you don't measure, and you can't control what you don't own. That applies to your infrastructure, your AI systems, your entire stack. The businesses that understand this early are the ones that stay resilient when things break, and things always break. Something to think about on your commute home. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.